Welcome back, listeners. We are now crossing over to our business news. Over to you, Justicia.
Thank you, Herta. Now, as the Bank of Namibia increased the repo rate by 75 basis points from 4.75% to 5.0%, the Standard Bank has decided to increase its prime lending rate from 8.5% to 9.2% and their home loans rate from 9.5% to 10.5%. This will be effective as of 18 August 2022. Now, in other business news, MTC today launched a cleanup campaign for the city of Windhoek. MTC, in collaboration with the City of Windhoek Environmental Investment Fund and NAMBRI, today launched a Windhoek cleanup campaign. This is an initiative that is aimed to restoring the cities to its former glory and reclaim its title as the cleanest city in Africa. The partners have committed a combined value of 750,000 Namibian dollars towards the three-month-long campaign, with MTC contributing 400,000 Namibian dollars, City of Windhoek 200,000 Namibian dollars, and the Environmental Investment Fund 100,000 Namibian dollars, and NAMBRI submitting 75,000 Namibian dollars plus planting trees. Speaking at the event is MTC's Chief Human Capital and Corporate Affairs Officer, Time Kanjo, who says that there is a need to change people's mindsets and hearts about cleanliness.
But this is not going to be just any cleaning campaign. I was motivated when the lady stood here and said symposiums after symposiums, and some of the people watching on live stream might be saying cleaning campaigns after cleaning campaigns. But we want to assure you that this is not just another cleaning campaign. This is the cleaning campaign that is going to revolutionize the city, because we are going to ensure that we educate our citizens about cleanliness, because that's where it starts. I saw how the team illustrated here, moved around and just threw things litter. And that is exactly the problem. It's not the fact that the city is dirty. It's why the city is dirty. And I think that is the difference in this campaign. It's about education and making cleanliness.
I see that we will be heading into a commercial break shortly, but stay tuned.
MTC Samba Advance just got a whole lot better. Now you can get data bundles in advance and simply repay the next time you top up. Because sometimes airtime isn't really what you need, it's data. And there's more. If you're just short of the amount required to buy a data bundle, the new bundle completion feature has got your back. This new feature will allow you to use your Tamba loan to add to your data bundle purchase. It's double the convenience with MTC's new data and bundle completion features. Simply dial *682# and follow the prompts to let Tamba Advance take you further. T's and C's apply. MTC, make the connection.
Welcome back, listeners. Let's just head right back into our conversation.
Part of our culture. The team here said that our ancestors are not dirty people. I would like to elevate that by saying Namibians are not dirty people. The residents of Windhoek are not dirty people. Our students are not dirty people. We sitting in this arena here, we are not dirty people. So we are going to rise up and make sure that we exhibit the culture that we were born with, making sure that we are clean people. Just a quick one in terms of the approach that we are going to take. This is going to be a 3-month project where we do not just want to see the 4 partners on here. We want to see a lot more partners, because cleanliness is everybody's responsibility. But we are starting with these 4 partners: MTC, the City of Windhoek, EIF, and NAMIBRE. But as the project goes along, we want every Namibian corporate to come on board and make sure that we are cleaning not just the city, but Namibia as well. We do not define the city as Grove Mall or Vanille Park. The city means every corner of the city, including Kilimanjaro. And our cleaning campaign is going to reach every corner of the city. Because when the city is clean, because the city is the beacon of the country. When the city is clean, all the other towns, including Lutherans, will follow and make sure that we lead by example. The approach is going to be fourfold. Firstly, we want to create a sense of belonging, a sense of purpose. If people do not feel that they belong here, they will not clean themselves. And you know, there's a very old ancient theory called broken windows. If you come into a house where the windows are broken, you are most likely to see more windows broken because you found broken windows. If you come into a city where it is dirty, you are likely to see people dirtying that city. But if you start cleaning it up, people would start respecting the state in which they found the city. Then it is partnerships, and that's why we have collaborated with so many companies, and we'll be collaborating with the schools as well. And I hope the learners here are listening, because we'll be using your power and influence to make sure that we partner with every Namibian to make sure that we have a clean city and a clean Namibia. And then, of course, the third principle is that of respect. If we do not respect each other, vandalizing things, stealing copper, we are not going to get anywhere. And I think the last one is pride. We must instill a sense of pride in every citizen, irrespective of their social background. So with these few words, we want to assure you that with the 970,000 that the four partners have collected, that we are going to start this campaign immediately over a period of 3 months, and hopefully for the next 5 years. And once we get to a place where the city is clean, we will then start with the rest of the country, because it does not help if the city is clean and the rest of the country is dirty. But this is a good start. So thank you very much to the city of Windhoek. Thank you very much to EIF, Namibre, and of course to MTC. Madam Worship, you spoke of a clean city and also a smart city, but you cannot achieve a smart city without our partnership. So if you really want a smart city, we can make that happen for you. Thank you very, very much.
Windhoek Mayor Sadei Gawanas reminded the residents of responsible waste disposal.
Continuous efforts are made to improve the operations and service delivery to our valued customers, with the broader aim to ensure sustainable development and environmental conservation. Director of Ceremonies, solid waste management is a critical function of any local authority, and the importance of responsible disposal and treatment of waste to minimize environmental pollution cannot be overemphasized. Today's campaign launch demonstrates that Council is serious about engaging the private sector as a strategic partner in support of clean city initiatives. I take this opportunity to remind our residents and taxpayers, the ratepayers, that the beauty and long-term sustainability of our city depends on us all uniting to move away from a culture of illegal dumping and littering towards a more environmental sensitive culture and adoption of a circular economy. There's a compelling need to change mindsets and behaviors under one of our themes, My Waste, My Responsibility. Waste management is our responsibility, and under the said theme, the city uses various engagement platforms to educate our residents to take responsibility for household and business waste generated. But before I continue, I think one of our most important guests here are the school children present. That tells you that we need to start at an early age at platforms such as schools to be able to learn how to keep our city clean. So thank you to each and every one of you for being here. And can we give a round of applause to our learners? Windhoek was once hailed as one of the cleanest cities in Africa, if not the world, a status which the residents of Windhoek carried proudly and sought to protect with vigor and determination. This level of cleanliness was achieved through cooperative efforts between various tiers of government, the private sector, and the willingness of our residents to maintain the city's cleanliness. In an effort to exercise corporate social responsibility, MTC, together with other partners such as Namabre and the Environmental Investment Fund, approached the city in March 2022 for a joint annual cleanup campaign under the theme, Let's Clean Windhoek. It should be noted that the proposed cleanup campaign from MTC and partners came at an opportune time when the city, as part of the annual action plan, seeks to reclaim its former status of being the cleanest city in Africa.
Now, Old Mutual is set to conclude its OM seed in Oshakati today. I have Mavis Elias on the line, who is the social responsibility consultant at Old Mutual. Good afternoon, Mavis. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Doing great. Now, we have seen this OM seed program going to three towns, namely Kitmanshoop, Windhoek, and Oshakati. But we saw winners in the two towns that is of Kitmanshoop and Windhoek. With this initiative, what ideas are you getting from these participants or these entrepreneurs? We know that Windhoek selected three entrepreneurs that walked away with a share of $85,000.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for your question. I think to provide a bit of clarity and perhaps background for anybody who might just have tuned in right now and has no idea what OMFEED is, it's actually an acronym for Old Mutual Sustainable Economic and Empowerment Drive, which is tailor-made to provide seed capital for entrepreneurs who find themselves in the grassroots entrepreneurial areas. Many times, entrepreneurs in these grassroots areas are not registered into the formal trading economy, and sometimes do not even qualify for any seed capital from our formal and traditional financing institutions. But ultimately, we've all bought one or the other item, whether it be a tomato, an onion, or something that you need for your house from a street vendor. You probably get your nail done by a nail tech, you get your hair done by a hairdresser, and all of these entrepreneurs who actually put bread on tables in their homes and are sometimes and oftentimes breadwinners actually have entrepreneurial skills. However, you find that they're not able to upskill their businesses on the basis that they don't have seed capital to be able to grow the business, because oftentimes this could be from hand to mouth just because of economic circumstances. Mm-hmm. So OM Seed was designed for the mere purpose of being able to identify entrepreneurs such as those and be able to plant into their business so that they're able to grow and upskill themselves in hopes that we could break a persisting poverty cycle that often exists in these scenarios. Mm-hmm. And to go back to your question, when you asked what type of business ideas have we received as Old Mutual, in many cases, we actually find that you have the sort of what they call the spaza shops, mm-hmm. where an entrepreneur has been selling at their home for over 12 years. And I think one of the second prize winners from Windhoek actually owns a bakery that he facilitates from his home. Mm-hmm. And when you hear these stories, he's been in this business for over 10 years. He's popularly known in his business, and he's got an entire business model that exists where he makes the products by baking them, and then is able to have various people come and pick up the products and go sell them either at the street corner or whichever. And if you look at such a thing, it actually puts money in the pockets of families. And I think those are some of the most beautiful ideas that we've seen. And another one that I can think of is from Kitmanshoop, mm-hmm. where there was a gentleman who's starting up an autism school that speaks to people living with various types of disabilities. And you also hear of cases where there's a woman who wants to turn scrap into product. And it's just honestly been such an amazing journey for all mutual to be able to see what exists in the market.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, looking at today's event that is set to take place today to choose the final winners for Oshakati, yes. And we have the 20 finalists. How do you come about to select the 20 finalists? Maybe just to take us through that process before you then get into being the top three. How do you become a top 20 finalist?
Thank you so much for the question. So we received over 800 applications from the three towns in which OMC is being executed, namely Windhoek, Oshakati, as well as Kipman, after which we shortlisted 60 applicants per town. So in the case of Oshakati today, yesterday, the 60 participants had to come for a training that was facilitated by our partner organizations, namely Launch Namibia, as well as the Financial Literacy Initiative. So they go through business training as well as financial literacy training to sort of equip them. And then they get a certificate of participation, after which they get 2 minutes to be able to pitch the idea to a panel of judges who then select the 20 from the list of 60. That happened yesterday. Today, the top 20 finalists of Oshakati have undergone, or are currently undergoing as we speak, what we call pitch training. This is to teach them how to be able to pitch their idea and also work through the mechanisms of deciding what they would like to use the money for should they be the selected winners. Later this evening at 5:30, they will come back and there will be an audience with the general public, and they get to pitch their idea in 3 minutes to the judges, and then they get asked questions in 2 minutes. So each participant gets 5 minutes. The best ideas, in accordance to a score sheet and a scorecard, then come out the top three. First prize gets $50,000 Namibian. Second prize gets $25,000 Namibian. And third prize gets $10,000 Namibian. So that's how we went about from the 800 to the 60 to the 20, and then eventually the three in each town.
Yes. The training before the pitch training, what does it involve?
So yesterday, in the initial stages, so the Financial Literacy Initiative conducted training on ultimately financial literacy for a business owner. This is because we understand that oftentimes when an entrepreneur operates in the grassroots areas, oftentimes the money and how they utilize this money often happens where they use their personal accounts as a business account. So teaching them sort of financial etiquette and understanding how to be able to differentiate their business from their own personal finance. That was facilitated by the Financial Literacy Initiative. The second leg of the training was done by Launch Namibia. This is where we work the entrepreneurs through understanding their leadership style, understanding what their business does, and understanding how to be able to grow that business by sort of incepting ideas in how other businesses have gone about upscaling. And this is also having the entrepreneur understand in which stage is their business. Is it at ideation? Is it currently looking to upscale? Is it currently looking to exit the Namibian market, not particularly exit the Namibian market, but expand outside of the Namibian market and into other markets outside of our borders? And so that training is what they receive a certificate of participation for, because we've upskilled them and given them information that they can use and utilize in their business going forward.
Yes. After winning this money as a top three from the 25,000 and all, as a winner of the OMC initiative, what else does Old Mutual provide? Do I just walk away with the money, or is there another future indication that I would work together with Old Mutual in something else?
That's an excellent question. Thank you so much for asking that. It's actually, when you win the money, you don't walk away with a paycheck of 50,000 and we say adios, we wish you well. In actual fact, you don't get the money cash. What happens is you have to be able to provide us with invoices as Old Mutual and tell us what you're going to utilize the money for. This is to guard against a situation where an entrepreneur would use the money for personal resources as opposed to upskilling the business. So if the pitch was that you wanted to buy machinery so that you're able to service a bigger clientele, you'd give us an invoice and would pay the supplier. In addition to that, we give 3 months of an incubation where we work with the entrepreneur for 3 months to assist them with the places in which we see how they can help better their business. For example, If a business is not registered, we could then work through the process of getting the business registered through BIPA. The business doesn't have a bank account, we could work through getting the business owner registered and to separate their personal finance from their business finance. If a business has been perhaps struggling with getting a premise to work from because they currently operate in their backyard, then we could look into such cases. But this incubation period happens over a 3-month period where they will have access, and this is going to be executed with our partner organization, UNDP Accelerator Lab. And ultimately, this the incubation period gives the entrepreneur access to business experts who can help them upskill their business. So our relationship with our entrepreneur after they win exists for 3 months, and then after that, we ultimately have to end the cycle of OMC'd to then look at what you're going to do next year.
All right. Thank you so much, Mavis. But before I let you go, any last words to the 20 finalists that are sweating for this top three for tonight?
I always say that no idea is too small and no idea is too big to execute. And I think for a participant to have come thus far in the cycle of OMC'd speaks to their abilities and the potential that the business possesses. And I think the network that is created, having formulated a part of the OMC'd 60 finalists in Oshakati, in itself is already great value to the business. So ultimately, I think good luck is definitely what I would say. But at the end of the day, the skills learned from this process is that nobody can ever take away from them. So those are my final words. Thank you so much for the interview. I absolutely appreciate your taking time out to listen to what Old Mutual Namibia is doing.
And that is what we are getting from that news bulletin right there, actually, which is, of course, part of our business segment. Now, the Minister of Works and Transport, John Mutora, this morning launched the Namibia Aviation and Connectivity Forum. This is a platform that showcases projects and investment initiatives that have potential to stimulate growth in the Namibian aviation and related sectors. Mutora also highlighted the policy exceptions of the Namibian government.
And there are many people who have told us that Namibia, your problem is you do not know how to market yourself. Now, as a teacher, I would agree and say, you see, in teaching, in education, let's say you have 30 students or learners in front of you there. You give them a test and 25 fail miserably and only 5 pass. What do? You start crying. You now start saying that, you know, because of this, you are all useless. Therefore, there's no need. No. We are trained as teachers to say, you use even the few, the 5 that have passed in order to positively motivate the 25 by saying, what is it that these 5 have done? And they are not extraordinarily clever than the others that have failed. Maybe those that have failed did not pay attention in terms of preparation, or maybe there's 25 that have failed in terms of discipline, maybe something is lacking there. Therefore, you use the 5 to say, if this 5 could achieve this and that, you also eradicate the shortcomings that you have. Study hard, be disciplined, pay attention, and when you do not understand, go and ask. That's how we are doing. It's the same here. Challenges will always be there. But if you reach a stage of saying, now we are overwhelmed by challenges, and therefore there's no way, then it doesn't work. Remember also that the president of this country has declared this year, 2022, as the year of re-emerging. I do not know whether sometimes we pay attention and analyze deep with the top leaders. Some people even misunderstand that to say the year of reimagining. It's not imagining. It is the year of re-emerging. Now, the the key word there is image. It's image. What is the image? It's the perception. Your perception about yourself. What is my image? What is my public image? What is the image of your company? What is the public image? How does the public perceive what your ministry is doing? What your company is doing? Is it a positive image or a negative image? And the question there must be answered by those who are involved. And I would like to believe that when people came together and put up this forum, the idea is to say, how did COVID-19 affect our sector? And the answers are obvious, as people have said here, negatively. Business is down, what have you? And therefore, you are now re-imaging by putting up some strategies so that the image goes back to the positive. Hence, by way of closing, really, we look forward, as the other speakers have said, and Mr. Harris was very, very, very clear, and he made reference to specific examples to see between now and the official launch at the higher level in November, let us see already before reaching there the strategies we are putting in place. How will it change? How will it influence? How will it, so that the recovery in this sector, and by extension, recovery in the whole economy, can be utilized. Let us not have this, and here I'm talking to my colleagues and Olympians, we should not have this belief that once you are overwhelmed by one single, then reach the conclusion that the whole world is down. No. But by connecting, by talking to others, maybe others have already gone through what you think is the most difficult challenge. But when you communicate, when you consult, when you do this, when you coordinate with others, maybe they will tell you that we also experience what you are now experiencing. But what we did is A and B and C. And we came out of it. After all, the world is a small village. The world is a small village. The more we learn from each other, the more collectively at the end, all of us prosper. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the message from the government, a message that does not contradict to really anything in terms of the objectives of this forum. We would like finally to thank all of you, but in particular the colleagues that came from outside, the managing director of Airlink, who is with us.
And that is what we are getting right there. And this actually concludes our business segment.